Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. We look forward to your calls, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on issue after issue each and every day. And let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion. Someone said they just want to get their 2 cents worth in. What is your opportunity today? And I pray that you will take that opportunity to join in. We're talking about today, are Christians and conservatives now considered domestic terrorists? Are Christians and conservatives now domestic terrorists? That's the way some are looking at it. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, John Brennan, Biden moving with laser light speed to root out all opposition. The article basically says, amid calls for Democratic leaders to deprogram and reeducate supporters of President Trump, former CIA Director John Brennan said Wednesday that the Biden administration is moving in laser light fashion to root out an unholy alliance that includes religious extremists. In another article, very, very similar, says, beware the Biden war on domestic terrorists. And it goes on to talk about the most startling aspect of the Obama administration was the polarization of the national security apparatus is now on full display almost nightly on MSNBC with John Brennan, the former head of CIA, talking about moving with laser light speed. And it goes on to say in this article, what does it look like? Very similar to the insurgency movement that we've seen overseas. A domestic threat, he categorizes, talking about the Biden administration, as an unholy alliance involving religious extremists, authoritarianism, and fascists, bigots, racists, and even libertarians, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, that puts us in the bullseye as conservatives. We're going to talk about that today, and I pray that you'll tune in, that you'll join in, and let's see what God will have us to say and do in relationship to the direction that our nation is now going in, as John Brennan said, with laser light speed to take care of the domestic terrorists. We're not called domestic terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. And as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God, Scripture, the Word of God, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, as we used to sing in Sunday school and Bible school many, many years ago. It is a truth book. It is the Lord Jesus Christ himself that said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32. And then Jesus himself said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then he further says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I pray that's what you're standing to do, and that you've made a commitment to God that you'll do, is to stand on the truth, nothing but the truth, love the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth, ladies and gentlemen, even to death. And I believe we're on the fast track to that. I believe if Jesus Christ does not return soon, and this present administration carries out a 4-year term, we as Christians literally will be put in a position of having to defend the truth at the risk of our lives and our liberties. And I believe we're on the fast track for that. And that's not said in the negative sense. It's said in a positive warning sense. See, the scripture says that we need to be the watchman on the wall, warning of danger ahead. It's exactly what I'm doing today, is warning of the danger ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just take a little break for a moment and give you a special invitation. We're having a music theory mini-mester on February the 15th through the 19th. That's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 6:30 until 8:30 each evening. That's just four nights, four evenings at 2 hours an evening. It's called a mini-mester. That's what it's called in the academic circles. It's sponsored by Conservative Theological University. It is held on the campus of the university and our church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. For information on this, you can dial 1-800-GO-BIBLE, leave your contact information for somebody to get back with you to get you registered. You need to register soon if you're going to participate. The purpose of this mini-master is to introduce basic music theory and appreciation for church music. I didn't say for rock and roll music, for jazz music, but for church music. I believe church music, Christian music, church music is something that is being left behind. We're taking the rock and roll secular beat and adding a few words to it and calling it Christian music. This is for the appreciation of church music, Christian music. The mini-master will cover basic music concepts, the tone intervals, scale and basic chord harmony, and rhythm principles. And it's open to anyone interested, ladies and gentlemen. This mini-master is open to anyone interested in learning basic music and hymns for Christian worship. So I encourage you, invite you, if you're involved in the church ministry in any fashion, Sunday school teacher, deacon, or perhaps you're on the staff of the church where you're involved in music, but you need to have your music training refined. Love to have you join in this music theory mini-master 15th through the 19th of February. There's a small cost for the seminar, for the mini-master, that is. And call the 1-800-GO-BIBLE and let someone get back in touch with you. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries a full line of homeowner brand like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of 100 generators, and they have a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about power backup equipment, as well as professional and the homeowner lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine. That's Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a good benchmark to find that. It's a gigantic Old Glory flag, American flag flying, 165-foot flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that we have things upside down today. Now, perhaps you've already recognized that. It's a major upside down scenario. We're now considering wrong right, and we're rewarding wrong as being right, and the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, it fulfills what's said in the scripture in Isaiah, the 5th chapter. It says there's a day coming when right will be called wrong will be called right. We're finding that today. We're finding evil is being praised and right is being prosecuted and persecuted. In fact, over the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, there were serious riots by the BLM, the Black Lives Matter in D.C. Washington, D.C. was covered with the Black Lives Matter and infiltrated, I understand, with Antifa, but there were no arrests made. It was a riot, but no arrests made. It was upside down, ladies and gentlemen, with what they're claiming now as a result of, they called the riots, the demonstrations, January the 6th, they're at the Capitol building. Then they wanted to persecute and prosecute everybody that was involved, but they do nothing like that when it comes to the BLM. Black Lives Matter, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with skin tonation. Has nothing to do with ethnicity, has nothing to do with the color of a person's skin. It has all to do with an anarchist group, a Marxist anarchist group that's wanting to overthrow America. And yet under the Biden administration, even prior to the election, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden were expending money out of their campaign funds to pay the bond to set free those that are involved in burning and destroying buildings and homes and families and livelihoods across America. Dozens, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I think the latest number was 30 people were killed during the summer of riots with Antifa and Black Lives Matter. It's some $2 billion, I believe it was, $2 billion in property damages. The Biden administration offers a solution to that problem. And that solution seems to be to go on the attack and set up a commission for domestic terrorism. It's exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. It is a commission for domestic terrorism, which is actually including Christians and conservatives in that commission, and they're putting it under the limelight to try to attack and tear down and destroy what I call a Bill of Rights, which includes Christianity, conservatism, and the freedom of speech. Here's an article that says, "Beware the Biden's war on domestic terrorism." They're taking a little unusual stand. This article says, in part, it talks about the glee that the Biden administration has in moving forward with, as John Brennan called it, laser light speed, to come against those that they feel are responsible for the demonstration on the Capitol. And they're doing so, ladies and gentlemen, at a very unusual pace. They're doing so also at a very unusual approach. Here's an article that says, "Twitter suspends major Christian group on mind-boggling grounds." Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today, the question is, are Christians and conservatives now domestic terrorists? Are we being treated as domestic terrorists? And if so, where will it end? What will be the end result, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that? The whole summer of last year, the riots and the demonstrations of Antifa and BLM were totally ignored. In fact, one governor said that it was going to be a summer of love last year. Never mind the fact that buildings were burned and livelihoods were destroyed. But what I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is the Biden administration is using big tech to censor free speech and to stop the communication by conservatives and Christians. And part of the solution seems to be the very, very problem. Part of the solution to the problem seems to be that they're making a greater problem by allowing the socialist Marxist BLM Democrats under the Biden administration to set up that commission on domestic terrorism. Now, going back to the article, Twitter suspends major Christian group on mind-boggling grounds. The article reads, dated January 31st, it's not just President Trump and MyPillow guy Mike Lindell who are facing the wrath of Twitter in recent days. Now, the social media giant has suspended Focus on the Family, an influential Christian-based family organization. So you might ask the reason, why would they ban Focus on the Family, a Christian organization? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is banning free speech. It is imposing on our religious liberties and freedom of speech. It is eviscerating our First Amendment right. This article goes on to say, the supposed crime, its Daily Citizen publication stated, factual information regarding the biological sex of Rachel Levine, President Biden's Assistant Secretary to the Health and Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Levine is a transgendered woman, that is, a man who believes he is a woman. And so Focus on the Family leadership simply made that plain and clear, that here's a person that's a transsexual, here's a person that is a man, that's acting the part, has long hair, wears glasses, puts on lipstick, and eye makeup, and supposed to be a woman today. And because Focus on the Family said something that's truthful, dealing with it from a central biblicist worldview, and talked about the transsexual nature of that individual and how that is wrong biblically and how it is immoral and ungodly biblically. And yet, as a result of free speech, religious liberty, and free speech, our First Amendment right, they were absolutely canceled by Twitter. And it's not just Twitter. It is Twitter, it's Facebook, it's YouTube. Any of the things that's being said today that is moral and ethical and biblical, we're finding more and more attention to that from the standpoint of the left, thinking that it needs to be the cancellation of free speech in order for them to have what they're doing. But ladies and gentlemen, that's simply not constitutional, nor is it ethical, moral, or biblical. What we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, is free speech and Christian religious liberties now being viewed as domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism. Now, the thing that I'm wanting to emphasize on this issue today, how far will this go before our liberties are eviscerated? How far will this be allowed to go before we are being asked to give transcripts of what we're preaching and teaching from the pulpit? It is something I think that is horrific, and yet is the grave possibility of doing so. Here's why I'm saying that. You recall, perhaps some of you, just a few years back in Texas, Houston, Texas, where the lesbian mayor, demanding that all pastors do transcription of their messages and turn them into the mayor's office to be examined to determine if anything negative was being said about the lesbian mayor. And now that's been squelched and quieted for a while, but it's on the fast track for the potentiality in the near future. Here's an article talking about not America, but Denmark. It says Denmark may force churches to submit sermons to the government. Christian leaders in Denmark say religious liberty and the freedom of speech and expression have come under fire after a proposed law would require leaders of all faiths to translate their sermons into Danish and submit them to the Danish government. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for that today, I believe. I believe we're watching the potentiality of that take place as every day clicks away because of what the Biden administration is doing. Because the Biden administration wants to squelch anything and anybody that says anything against the administration and the lost liberal approach to destroying our liberties and free speech and religious liberties in the pulpits. I believe that as we see that, we're watching it on the fast track to carry out what they will ultimately do. Ladies and gentlemen, when it sounds ominous, it is because it is. What does it mean, the Commission on Domestic Terrorism? Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. They're using the CIA and the FBI to do this. Keep in mind when you go back and you look at the structure, the superstructure of our police powers in the United States of America, the CIA was never designed, never intended to focus on, spy on, or to prosecute or to persecute anyone within the borders of the United States of America. The CIA's responsibility was for international overseas, anything that would be coming against America, to investigate, to prosecute, to protect the Americans. But today, not only the FBI, but the CIA and all of the other intelligence agencies, ladies and gentlemen, are being used against conservatives and Christians in the United States of America. And now we're being referred to as religious extremists, as religious extremists. Ladies and gentlemen, the First Amendment right gives us the freedom of speech. Now, notwithstanding the fact that some speech may be onerous, some speech may be rejected by others, but never mind, the Constitution does not give us that authority. The Bill of Rights does not give the authority to in any way parcel out what's said in the Bill of Rights and to somehow, some way think that you can squelch part of it and not squelch all of it. Daniel Horowitz says, for the first time in our lives, free speech is about to be criminalized. And he quotes James Madison, our First Amendment freedoms gives us the right to think what we like, say what we please, and if we, the people, are to govern ourselves, we must have these rights, even if they are misused by a minority. And he goes further to say, we never thought this day would arrive in America. Last year, we learned that they can shout COVID as an emergency, and our life, liberty, and property disappear. They can shout racism and our inalienable rights to self-defense disappear. The last thing we had was the freedom of to criticize what is happening, even if there was nothing that we could do about it. Now they can shout right-wing terrorism and right-wing conspiracy and call us religious extremists and say the freedom of speech no longer applies. Now, I find that onerous. I don't know if you do. I don't know if you've ever thought about what we have as Americans today. Perhaps you've never considered the fact that we have the right of free speech. And part of that right of free speech is the right in the pulpits across our nation to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to call out politicians and to point out their failures and their frailties and their faults and their destruction of our liberties. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track for seeing those liberties absolutely eviscerated and blocked completely because of the Biden administration's wanting to protect what they're doing. Here's an article that says Joe Biden repeats his haunting threat against the Bill of Rights. Further, the article states, the shocking wave of authoritarianism unleashed during the current crisis only seems to have reinforced now President Joe Biden in his view of constitutional amendments. Speaking, Biden said that no amendment is absolute, thus suggesting that even something as precious as the freedoms guaranteed under the Bill of Rights are not set in stone. And he goes on to talk about the freedom of speech is not something that, and the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is not something that's set in stone, but can be changed, modulated, or moderated as he sees fit. Ladies and gentlemen, I would have never dreamed that that would be the potentiality in America. Here's an article that says, the Biden White House wages war on our First Amendment. And the article further says, we support the need for social media platforms. Joe Biden saying, we support the need for social media platforms to take steps to reduce hate speech. So, ladies and gentlemen, simply put, Biden is saying that what you say and what I say in our freedom of speech, and especially our religious liberties, and what we say from the pulpits, and what we say based on the Word of God and the mandate of Scripture, that it is not free speech, that it is something that we can understand that must be reduced. He's saying that they must reduce the hate speech. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. If you don't believe it, check your Constitution and especially the Bill of Rights. Not one word is said about hate speech. Nothing. It's called free speech. Free speech can be speech that I dislike, can be speech that is onerous, can be speech that is rude, can be speech that is unbiblical, but there's nothing in the Constitution that says that I have the right to stop it or to block it or to modulate it or to in any way eviscerate it. And that's what the Biden administration is on the fast track of doing as we speak, waging war on our First Amendment right, ladies and gentlemen. And this writer says in this article, there's no such thing as hate speech, and the U.S. Supreme Court has reaffirmed this many times. All speech is protected under the First Amendment, but the Biden White House openly admits it is working with big tech to censor and to ban conservatives and the what they're calling now the religious extremist hate speech. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is in trouble lest we recognize the trajectory in which we're going under the Biden administration and take a stand. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over the question and the comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. Under the guise of health issues, the government has arbitrarily ordered us not to get within 6 feet of each other. Yet it's okay to go to the grocery store, Walmart, Home Depot, walk by hundreds of people. But churches are forbidden to fully assemble. Liquor stores and casinos are considered essential, where abortion clinics are essential. It's okay to risk your life driving your own car or flying, but churches and small businesses are restricted. If Americans can risk their lives to drive or ride the bus, why should government forbid us free access to schools, churches, restaurants? Could it be we are in the end times? We have the right to drive or go wherever we want to go. It should be our discretion. Government should not dictate to us when we can get within 6 feet of each other and then say you can go to Walmart or Publix when you're walking past people all the time. It is our right to decide which stores to go to. It is our right to risk our life to go to church, our family gatherings. So this is just a power grab.
It is a power grab. It is a grab to eviscerate our Bill of Rights. That's the bottom line. And one of the major, major tenets of Marxism, Maoism, Leninism, communism, socialism, whatever you want to call it, it's all communism. One of the major tenets of that is to eviscerate any rights that an individual citizen may have, to take away the rights of speech, take away the rights of movement, to take away the rights to keep and own property and or to open a business, to take away the rights of movement and transportation. And that's exactly what we see taking place today in America. And by the way, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. You know, the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court just ruled that in California, they must open the churches back up. However, there was a caveat to that decision, and I'll talk about that further in the broadcast, but I'll touch on it now. That caveat was carried out by Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Barrett, where they said those two that were supposed to be the most conservative ones that's been appointed recently, they said that it's okay. Listen, this is a Supreme Court decision that was rendered. Open the churches up. But they said that the governor of California has the right to control how many can go to church and whether or not they can sing in church. Now, that is taking the religious liberty, bifurcating it, reducing it to a half liberty rather than a full liberty. And if that stands, it will destroy religious liberty from here on out for the history of the United States of America. You can't take the religious liberty and then say, you can open your church, but you might have a seat for 10,000, but you can have only 25% there. You may open your church, but ladies and gentlemen, you can't sing. You can't pass the hymn book around. You can't pass the collection plate. You can't have Bibles that others touch. It is simply going beyond the realm of our founding document.
Dr. Youngblood, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
How can those people say such things when the Constitution says the government can't regulate religion or prevent us from exercising our religion?
Because they're making fiat decisions outside the realm, outside the four corners, as it would be called legally speaking, outside the four corners of the document that is called the Bill of Rights. They're simply going in excess of their authority. This is one of the reasons, by the way, if I can touch on another little hot issue of mine, this reason I've said for many, many years, we need not elect or appoint Supreme Court justices for life. I could understand appointing them for 20 years or even 10 years, but not for life. At least it would give the populace, it would give we the people an opportunity to have presidents in office that will appoint the right ones. But if we think that's bad, just wait until the Biden-Harris administration gets through the Supreme Court. We will not have a hope, we will not have a prayer of anything in our Bill of Rights being contained and or preserved if Biden has the opportunity, as he's talking about doing, packing the Supreme Court. And for the benefit, Joseph, of some of our listeners that may not know what we're talking about, we've got 9 Supreme Court justices. They're talking about bringing that to a level of 12, 15, or 20 Supreme Court justices. Once you do that, you totally destroy any intent that our founding fathers set up in having the three branches of government. You will only have one branch of government. That would be the legislative branch, led by the Marxist, Socialist, BLM, Communist Democrats, because if they do what they want to do, we will no longer have a two-party government. No longer will have a free election. So, Joseph, we need to keep on praying because we're watching a divided house, and it's very, very clear in the Scripture, the Lord Jesus speaking, a family divided cannot stand, and a house
Amen.
Divided cannot stand, and a nation divided cannot stand. It's an impossibility for our nation to stand as divided as we are today. And the Lord Jesus said it, and that settles it. We're watching it come about today. So, Joseph, keep looking up, lifting up our heads, for brother, our redemption draweth nigh. I get excited about it when I see it and understand the fulfillment of the Word of God, though I am saddened by what we see taking place with the nation and the declension that we're going in. Joseph,
right.
Thank you so much for your input, for your wisdom, and for your words today for our listening audience to be encouraged by. Ladies and gentlemen, it was Frederick Douglass that said, "Liberty is meaningless where the right to utter one's thoughts and opinions has ceased to exist." Let me read that again. Liberty is meaningless where the right to utter one's thoughts and opinions has ceased to exist. Frederick Douglass. And I believe that's exactly where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching our rights to speak, our rights of religious liberty. We're watching them being eviscerated under the Biden administration. And we need to pray and ask God to intercede. Change something in Washington, God, is what we need to say. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for the news. Don't turn your dials. Hang in there. We're talking about today our Christians and conservatives, now domestic terrorists.
Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.